The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Many lawmakers were surprised when the Supreme Court unanimously told prosecutors they overreached in charging McDonald and his wife with bribery for taking tens of thousands of dollars in gifts, including a Rolex and designer clothes. But lawmakers were more surprised when prosecutors dropped all of the charges. Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says it's obvious the former governor abused power.
I do not approve of the actions of Governor McDonald or his wife, nor do I view him as a victim. And I believe that he brought dishonor on the state.
That said, Connolly adds,
I actually agree with the Supreme Court ruling that the risk of the prosecution's case is that you criminalize normal governance by political officials. And I think the statute needs more clarity and direction.
But Connolly and others calling for reform say tweaking the federal bribery statute is easier said than done.
When you go down the road of that level of specificity, a watch, yes, a Rolex, no, I just think you're asking for trouble. And I don't think prosecutors would find that helpful. They also need discretion, but not as much discretion as they exercised, because the Supreme Court unanimously found that unacceptable.
Even some supporters of McDonald, like Virginia Republican Dave Bratt, say Congress should review the bribery law.
In this case, I think it turned out right, but you had to put our former governor through the wrenching process. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, it's probably good to go back and clean it up regardless so that doesn't happen again.
Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott is a lawyer. He says the justices got it right.
The court ruled that setting up a meeting was a courtesy, not an official act. If you disallowed setting up meetings, that would mean that no member could even meet with a contributor. That would be a real change in practice.
But Scott faults lawmakers in Richmond for failing to tighten the ethics laws that govern themselves.
The General Assembly needs to take stronger action to make sure that the gift limit is significantly restricted. Now, Governor McAuliffe has done that on an administrative basis for administration employees, but legislators really need to reduce the gift, the level for legal gifts. Really don't need to take any gifts.
Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says he's glad the McDonald's no longer have the weight of the court case hanging over them.
Well, I'm pleased. I mean, I think he's suffered enough. You know, we don't want to justify the behavior, which is certainly unseemly and tawdry, but it was never clear that there was a quo in the quid pro quo.
But Beyer says the case should serve as a warning to politicians everywhere.
So you want, as a public servant, always to try to be above reproach. As the State Department of Ethics told me years ago, if you have to ask the question whether it's ethical or not, it should that's the answer itself.
Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.